This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. Welcome to the 230th episode of The Simple Sophisticate. In today's episode, we're going to talk about basically how we go about our days. We're going to talk about diving into more substantive, more quality-enriched living, and stepping away from the default of drama. So I'll talk about that more in a minute. Today's petit plaisir is a film I stumbled across last weekend. And I wanted to explain in the petit plaisir why I liked it so much. Because initially, I was thinking to myself, there's no way this is going to be a great film. But it actually was very intelligently written and a joy to watch. So I'll talk about more of that at the end of today's episode and share the trailer as well. Before I get into our main topic today, I wanted to share a little bit of news or business, just a heads up. As you may already know, and maybe you've already purchased your copy of the upcoming new release of the Simply Luxurious Life's new book, in 2 weeks, we're going to start shipping out pre-order copies international and here in the States. Copies are going out. And I just want to give you a reminder that this first book, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide, is currently 40% off on the Simply Luxurious Life blog. You can still buy it, obviously, anywhere else. The books are available, Amazon, so on and so forth. But if you want to pay a reduced price on that first book, that's going to last until November 12th. So we want to make sure you get that copy and you get it signed. But if you haven't already purchased your pre-order copy of Living the Simply Luxurious Life, Making Your Everydays Extraordinary and Discovering Your Best Self, make sure you get that order in the next few weeks, because you're also going to get a Simply Luxurious gift, and it will arrive on your doorstep on or before November 13th, the big day. I'm so excited. With that said, I am so tickled that on November 12th, so the day before the book is released, Inslee Ferris, the illustrator behind all of the artwork you see on the blog, on this podcast, in the books, is going to be on this podcast. So Monday, November 12th, Inslee will be joining me. We had a great conversation this last week, last Friday. And anyway, I am so thrilled that she will be on the show. So I wanted to give you guys a heads up about that. And one more thing. Yesterday on the blog, I shared that Barefoot Contessa, with her new book, her new cookbook coming out tomorrow, the 23rd, Cook Like a Pro, her new cooking series, or season 15, wow, began yesterday, Sunday. Make sure you tune in if that's something you're interested in. You guys know I'm a big Barefoot Contessa fan. Also, though, in that post, so the reason I want to share this post with you is that today is the last day for a Sur La Table sale, where you can purchase basically anything on their site, pick just one item and it's 25% off. This is a great time to do some Christmas shopping or holiday shopping for that big Thanksgiving dinner that's coming up here in November. But it's also an awesome opportunity to pick up that one tool that you would love or know you would use constantly and pay less than the regular price, 25% off. So make sure you go to the blog, yesterday's post, get that link, get the promo code and all that fun stuff. I've perused a few of the items that for me are top quality items I love having in my own kitchen or want to have in my kitchen. Most of the items that I share are ones I have and highly recommend. But there is one, for example, a scale that is recommended by David Leibovitz, who has been on this podcast, episode 182. And he recommends this scale profusely. I linked to his post where he talks about it and why he recommends it. It's $30 regularly with 25% off. You're saving a lot more money. So anyway, that was yesterday's post. The sale ends today. So hop on over there, get the link, get all that fun stuff. Okay, let's get into today's topic though. All right. So the topic, more depth, less drama. Faith Saley's recent commentary on Breaking News, which was on CBS Sunday Mornings, one of the shows I enjoy watching on the weekends, talked about how breaking news, that whole idea of breaking news, has meandered into becoming of lesser and lesser importance for the viewers to be interrupted, sparked my attention because she offered a simple suggestion, more depth, less drama, which is the title for today's show. As soon as she said it, my ears and mind perked up. What a simple approach to living well, an approach to welcome more substance, less stress, more enjoyment, less unnecessary conflict, and more tranquility and less anxiety. Could it really be that simple? I thought to myself. So in today's episode, what I'm going to do is talk about 8 areas of our lives where we can let go of the drama and talk about what it might look like and welcome or step into more depth of living. I think often we unnecessarily welcome in some of this drama. So I tried to examine ideas or areas where we may do it without realizing we're doing it. Because once we are cognizant of that, we can then eradicate it or limit it. And then we have the potential to improve the quality of our everydays. So let's get into this. Number one, viewing entertainment. Why not choose less drama on the television shows, reality programming, or films that further perpetuate stereotypes, harm, violence, or simplification, and or misguided problem resolution, and instead welcome more depth, offering in more exploratory programming, documentaries, well-written and thought-provoking plots that include well-developed characters and unique storylines, reality programming only that exhibits teachable skills and positive relationship styles. Now, one such show that comes to mind, and it's actually going to, and it was actually something that I shared with readers on the This and That last Friday, is a 4-part series called Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat. And I watched the first episode over the weekend. And if you're looking for a quality program where you're going to learn something but escape to 4 different destinations around the world, each episode is a different place, but also step into the fundamentals of good food. Oh, you're going to love this program. It's absolutely fantastic. So I highly recommend it. But that's an example of welcoming in quality programming if you're a watcher or a viewer of television that enlivens your life, that deepens the quality of the knowledge base that you have and perpetuates positive interactions and communication and intelligent thinking. So that's number one with regards to viewing entertainment. Now, if you go to the show notes for each of these points, what I've done is really organize them clearly for what to do less of and what to do more of. So it's really delineated for you to catch the positives and notice what the contrary would be. Number two is with regards to conversations. Why not include less dramatic conversations such as superficial, assumptive, and unfounded chit-chat such as gossip, judging, and labeling simply for the sake of having any conversation, and welcome in more depth of thought that elevates the conversation, observes possibilities, and suggests solutions to frustrations. We've talked a lot on this podcast and also on the blog about building healthy relationships, positive or constructive problem resolution, and how to share different ideas and also to solve problems within relationships. But this is really that idea. You're consciously sitting down and having these conversations. You're not acting in a default, just thoughtful, conscious conversations. Now, before we get to the remaining six ideas of more depth, less drama, I would like to introduce you to two sponsors for today's episode. Now, this first sponsor is someone that is a brand I am very excited to introduce you to. For years, the co-founders of Holly and Tanager searched for the perfect backpack tote to carry their items in an organized manner, with the primary focus to offer bold desire to accommodate a woman's lifestyle effortlessly day after day. Holly and Tanager handbags were born to keep up with your busy schedule while taking organization to the next level. Today, I want to talk specifically about their professional backpack tote, and it's been designed for the needs of the on-the-go, in-the-know, jet-setting, trend-setting, all-around extraordinary woman. The professional backpack tote effortlessly converts from a backpack to a tote to a crossbody bag. Sounds impossible, but it does it. And there's a great video that I've actually included on today's show notes. It's about 50 seconds, and it shows you exactly how it does this. It's a beautiful, simply designed bag that will hold so much, but it's not too large. It's wonderful for travel as well. In fact, the size can include a 17-inch laptop, an iPad Pro, notebooks, snacks, even tennis shoes can fit in the bottom compartment, water bottle or a wine bottle. Even your yoga mat through the bottom compartment can be held, and you can include your gym clothes and of course your wallet, your phone and your headphones. The design, as well as I mentioned, is simple and sophisticated. Wonder why they chose our show. It's a perfect fit. And it's available in a variety of colors to suit your preferred signature style. The Professional is a backpack designed to take you from here to everywhere with luxurious style and effortless preparation, with a well-organized interior and suitcase handle sleeve. In addition to the Professional backpack tote, Holly and Tanager offers other extraordinary everyday bags you don't see every day. As a note to listeners, when I choose the sponsors for this podcast, I am quite particular. There are a lot of different brands I say no to, and I'm especially happy to be sponsored by Holly and Tanager. It is a brand made by women for women. And so as a listener of the Simple Sophisticate podcast, you will receive 15% off your first order. Simply visit hollyandtanager.com/simple, and then at checkout, use promo code SIMPLE to save 15% off that first order. That's Holly and Tanager, HOLLYANDTANAGER.com/simple. And don't forget to use your promo code SIMPLE for 15% off. We are also sponsored by La Mystère. Finding the perfect bra that looks good, feels comfortable, and most importantly, fits great does take time. And recently, I was introduced to La Mystère. They design beautiful lingerie that looks stylish and most importantly, feels amazing. Offering sizes A through H, they are also an accessible brand regardless of where you live or shop. Sold at the finest retailers like Bloomingdale's, Dillard's, Saks, and Lord & Taylor, where you can have a one-on-one fitting with one of their brand ambassadors. But if you are crunched for time, you can also schedule a Skype fitting with a certified bra fitter on their website at lamystere.com. As a listener of the podcast, 50 of our listeners can get a free La Mystère cosmetics bag with their purchase. Go to lamystere.com/gift, add the bag to your cart, add your other purchases, and then use promo code SIMPLE to knock the price of that bag to zero. That's lemystere.com/gift and promo code SIMPLE. So number three in our list of adding more depth, getting rid of the drama in our lives, has to do with our daily routine. And I think, again, a lot of these are accidental things that we do. So why not include less drama that's provoked by stretching ourselves too thin when it comes to our schedule, our budget, and our emotional well-being? I've been there. I've done that. And I have to admit, with each time that it does happen, I'm quicker to catch, oh, that's right, I shouldn't have done this. Oh, that's right, I should have changed the amount of time I gave myself to be prepared, or I should not be scheduling that particular type of event on that type of scheduled day. You do learn if you're staying and being conscious of these things, but we still, as I just said, I'm still working on this. Why not then welcome more depth of reasoning behind the decisions we make that become the framework of our lives, our routines, our relationships, our monetary expenses and investments. And we have talked about routines on this podcast and on the blog, and I'll provide links on the show notes to some ideas for that. We also have an entire archive of how to build healthy relationships, and as well an archive dedicated to money management and all different aspects. So you can check out the show notes for that. So with our daily routine, less drama provoked by overscheduling ourselves and more depth of reasoning and thoughtful decision-making when it comes to our routines, our relationships, and our money management. Number four is self-awareness. Why not have less drama caused by poor engagement with others and letting our worries spill into other areas of our lives? And why not bring more depth of awareness to recognizing when we need a time out to recharge, to rest, to recalibrate, and decide how we will positively address any situation in our lives that is causing us stress so that it doesn't bleed into other areas of our life unnecessarily. And this is where the self-care comes in. And we had an episode back in September, episode 227, that dove in into this idea of how to take care of ourselves. And it sounds like, well, of course I know how to take care of myself. But as we just said, sometimes by default, we choose ideas or practices that are not nurturing. And so it's this intention to bring in more self-care so we can live more fully and give of ourselves more positively to others and the work that we are contributing to. So that's number four. Number five is understanding priorities. Why not have less drama provoked by unsolicited responses and commentary on every little event that occurs at work or in your life? And instead, have more depth of recognition when it comes to your priorities as you identify which events, conversations require your engagement and pieces of your finite energy, and contribute to conversations that are of importance and you feel have something unique and positive to offer. Otherwise, let those who do feel invested in the conversation work through the matter at hand without you. And so again, it's that requirement of being conscious, really thinking before we speak, responding rather instead of reacting. We've talked about that last year in season four, because it really is about, do I need to add my thoughts here? Really? Or do I just want to make sure they know how I feel about this? But does it really matter that they know how I feel about this? And only you can be the judge of that. And that's the part where it requires of us to slow down and think through. So that's number five. Number six is with regards to friendships and relationships. Why not have less dramatic friends or individuals in your life that thrive off of stress, exhaustion, games, or manipulation, and instead include more depth of character and integrity in the individuals you choose to spend time with? Sincerity, a healthy sense of self, and kind offerings of one's time and energy. So again, everyone goes through different times of growth and change. We're all doing it. We're all trying to improve and capitalize and reach our full potential. So we're all works in progress. And this is tricky. This is tricky, but it's not impossible. And I think that's the key. And that's also involves setting boundaries, respecting your energy and what happens to your energy when you're around certain people. So that's number six, friendships and relationships. Number seven is mastering of one's mind. Why not have less drama stirred up in your own mind needlessly due to the inability to master your thoughts, note them, and move forward without being hampered by their attempt or distraction of self-doubt, and instead have more depth of self-awareness and recognition of what is going well, an understanding of how you function at your best, and how to cultivate a life that helps your best self come to fruition? Now, I know I mentioned my new book that's coming out on November 13th, but in this book, Living the Simply Luxurious Life, Making Your Everydays Extraordinary, and Discovering Your Best Self, it is primarily focused on helping readers attain, as the title says, your best self. It is a tome of a resource for this. And so if you're trying to be more aware of what your strengths are, how to really bring them forth, they already reside within you, but how to recognize them, how to go through that work. And it's a fun journey. It really can be. We just need to know how to do it. This book is your guide. I am confident in that, and I'm excited to share it with you. So that's number seven with regards to mastering your mind, having that self-awareness to know what and why things pass through your mind and how to be the master of it. Last but not least is number 8, and it has to do with boundaries. Why not have less drama from lack of respect, which is communicated non-verbally as well as verbally, when we don't understand our self-worth? And I've included a post link to the post I wrote a while ago titled 10 Ways to Strengthen Your Self-Worth. So instead of including this drama of having a lack of self-respect, why not have more depth of clarity by clearly communicating your boundaries through words and actions? And when we do this, we end up teaching others how we expect to be treated, what we will tolerate and what will never be acceptable, but also how we allow others to speak and treat us. The gift we give ourselves by being aware of how boundaries can be conveyed is that often we avoid drama altogether by exemplifying ourselves as a person of self-respect. So in other words, we don't even know what we're avoiding, which is a gift because we don't have to think of stress about it. We don't even know what it would have been because we've already been preventative. We've already taken we've front-loaded, so to speak. And so we are taking the offensive there. We are setting the standard. We are saying what we can and will not allow, so on and so forth. So last but not least is with regards to boundaries, what we do that actually weakens our boundaries by showing that we don't respect ourselves as much as we should, and instead being someone who communicates clearly, respectfully, and also models what we will accept. So that's number 8. With this whole list, the beauty in choosing a life of depth over drama is that we won't even fully be aware of the drama we have avoided by living a life of depth because we no longer entertain it as an option. And that is what gives us more energy, more time, and more space to spend our lives doing what we love, investing in what we care about, and building relationships that we want to welcome and strengthen in our lives. So you will find this entire list on the show notes, the simplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast230, as well as a few other additional links to archive posts that you might be interested in. Now, before I get into today's petit plaisir, it's a film I think you thoroughly will enjoy, I would like to introduce you to a few more sponsors of today's episode. If you're like me, the list of books you want to read or those people suggest that you read is never ending and always expanding. You simply don't have time to read them all. Our sponsor today, Blinkist, has solved your long list of must-reads once and for all. Blinkist is the only app that takes thousands of the best-selling nonfiction books and distills them down to their most impactful elements so you can read or listen to them in under 15 minutes. All on your phone. The Blinkist library is massive, from timeless classics like How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie to current Amazon's bestsellers like Gretchen Rubin's The Happiness Project. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for the Simple Sophisticate listeners. Go to Blinkist.com/SS to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled Blinkist.com/SS to start your free 7-day trial. You can cancel at any time. Blinkist.com/SS. As someone who loves to cook, as you guys know, having a helping hand to prepare the meals is welcomed, especially during those busy weeks. That's where HelloFresh comes in. There are 3 plans to choose from: classic, veggie, or family, as you can tailor it for 2 to 4 people. And you also get to choose how many meals you want each week, which is between 2 and 4. They will then send you enough ingredients for the number of people you have selected to enjoy each meal. HelloFresh has thought of everything, as each box is made up of fresh, responsibly obtained ingredients from carefully selected farms and highly trusted sources. Whether you are a beginner or a pro in your kitchen, you will feel confident when cooking with HelloFresh, as they provide simple recipes outlined on pictured step-by-step instruction cards. All the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits, so you know which ingredients go with which recipe. And I can attest, each recipe will only take you 30 minutes or less. I have thoroughly enjoyed when my box arrives, and it does save me time during those busy weeks, and the meals have been delicious each time. And I've had all sorts of different meals. The hamburger one is fantastic, but so is their apricot chicken or their thyme and honey pork chops. I am learning as well as I do this on how to make different sauces, which increases my know-how in the kitchen. HelloFresh makes your delivery service tailored to you and your schedule, as you can select the day of the week you want it to arrive and change as needed. Arriving right to your door in a recyclable, insulated packaging, you will eat well and live well. The total cost is pretty impressive as well. And as a Simple Sophisticate listener, it gets even better. For a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes. It's like receiving six meals free. Visit HelloFresh.com/Sophisticate60 and enter Sophisticate60 at the checkout. Visit HelloFresh.com/Sophisticate60 and enter Sophisticate60. Visit the show notes for a direct link and all of these details. All right, this week's Petit Plaisir is a film that was just recently released on Amazon, not in theaters, and it's an independent film. They only took 10 days to make it. It was on a very limited budget, and it's called Destination Wedding. You may have seen some reviews about it in different newspapers, and it may have popped up on your Amazon to watch list potentially. It stars Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder. And it's written by Victor Levin, who, if you don't know, and I didn't know this until I read a few interviews and reviews, he was also a writer for Mad About You. So if you liked Mad About You, and this is how I kind of compared it, I liked the quick conversations and the banter back and forth between the couple. And that's what he does in this movie. Again, they spent only 10 days. They went out to Paso Robles in this beautiful wine country in California. And 10 days. They taped it in 10 days. And if you think about 10 days as well, and it's only dialogue between Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder, those are the only people that speak, they've had to memorize so much. And they speak with such aplomb. Both of them are given equally strong roles, strong characters. And it is interesting to listen to their conversation. Initially, it sounds like they're coming off as being very negative and contrarian to society, but they have some thoughtful thoughts to ponder, to be honest with you. I every once in a while, yes, I was chuckling from time to time, but I was also going, whoa, that's pretty astute. And that actually isn't a bad thought to think about. I think that, and that's what drew me to this film. So if you like well-written movies, you're going to love this film. So here is the trailer for Destination Wedding.
That's a nice dress.
Oh, thank you. I like your jacket.
Thanks. I hope our flight's on time.
Oh, it is.
Great.
I'm sorry, what was that?
What?
You just took a step forward there.
I did.
Yeah, you did. You know you did. And what's funny is there's no way you can board first, because the only way you could board first is if you have a special need. Do you have a special need?
Yes. I need to be over there. What brings you to Paso Robles?
I'm going to that destination wedding.
Please don't tell me it's Keith and Nance.
So we're just the people you don't know where to stick?
You might as well just stick us together.
I don't want to be a person you don't know where to stick.
Destination wedding is presumptuous. They're in a fool's paradise.
Don't you believe there's someone for everyone?
Close. I believe that there's nobody for anyone. I don't understand how, even after Keith did what he did to you, you can possibly still be mooning over him.
Because you're a monkey who doesn't understand the human condition.
Having met you, I understand why it's a condition.
You know, I'm not wearing anything under my pajamas.
Why would you? They're so alluring.
What is that?
I think it's a mountain lion.
Could it be a jaguar?
What difference does it make?
A cougar, maybe?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
How do you not install a pathway? The heels won't make it. Can you carry me, please?
What?
This is the slowest I've ever been carried.
You gotta be quiet.
So as you can see, it is entirely the two characters talking with each other throughout the entire weekend. There is not another line from anyone else. So that is what's unique, I think, about this film. I was laughing repeatedly throughout it, giving great pause at other moments. There is a sex scene, no nudity. There's conversation through that too, which makes it hilarious at different parts. Intentionally so. I will say what I did appreciate about the singular sex scene. Make sure that both characters are equally satisfied, which I did appreciate. Finally, they're starting to do that in films, but no nudity. It was tastefully done. The shots where the wedding is taking place is quite beautiful in its own unique way. They do landscape shots with the characters intentionally so, seeming to be very small and singular in their and with regards to you seeing them on the screen. And I want to share a brief line from the director and writer with regards to this topic, because initially you think, oh, this is just going to be a whining film. They're just going to complain the whole time. And yes, it seems that way, but this is ultimately about love. And the director shares in a question about the greatness of rom-coms. He says, I don't think there's anything better that you can write about than love in its various forms, romantic, familial, fraternal, whatever you want. It's the best thing that humans are capable of. I enjoy never having to spend a second on the question, is this goal worthy? Because if the goal is to find the buried treasure or win the war or whatever, I guess those are worthy goals, but only because the movie is telling you so. But love in any movie that asks you to root for it is a worthy goal based on life experience. And with society the way it is now, I think every story that trumpets something positive and life-affirming is good for us. So hopefully that gives you a taste of what this movie is about. And it is on Amazon, so you can watch it. If you have Amazon Prime, you can watch it for free. And I'll provide a link to it on today's show notes, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast230. Again, the movie is called Destination Wedding. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Petit Plaisir, where each week ideas are shared to make the everyday all the more enjoyable. Tune in at the end of each Monday's podcast, where I'll recommend a book, a film, or a recipe, anything that is a simple pleasure to satiate your sophisticated taste. All right, before we wrap up today, I have a review I'd love to share with you guys and send again a big thank you to Marie JR0407. They write, simply the best. I absolutely adore listening to this podcast. Shannon is genuine and approaches life in the most positive way. In the short time I have been listening to her, I have truly found my style and sense of self, organized my life and closet, and don't feel guilty in allowing myself to indulge. She truly is passionate about the topics she speaks about and fulfills my Francophile desires. A must-listen podcast. Marie, thank you so much for sharing what you specifically enjoy about this podcast, and I'm tickled that you're finding such value in what you hear when you tune in. If you too are listening and enjoy this podcast, feel free to leave simply a starred review or a written review. And if you leave a written review, yours may appear on an upcoming episode. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, stop by the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, or pre-order Living the Simply Luxurious Life, Making Your Everydays Extraordinary and Discovering Your Best Self, which will be released on November 13th, 2018. You can also pick up my first book, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide, which is now available in paperback as well as ebook and audio versions on Audible, iTunes, and Amazon, or wherever ebook and audiobooks are sold. To stay caught up on the most recent episodes of the podcast, blog post, and to receive exclusive news as well as an extra dose of inspiration to jumpstart your weekend, subscribe to the Simply Luxurious Life's weekly newsletter, which arrives in your inbox each Friday to enjoy with a hot cup of tea or a morning cup of coffee. Until next Monday, I'm your host, Shannon Ables. Buongiorno.